pretty solid lie.
So we're going to go from one Andrew to another. Chris and Kevin mentioned that Patrick Klebeck brought some friends tonight. One of those friends is Mr. Andrew Lello.
This is a story about revenge, and but it's not a traditional revenge story, because maybe some of you are in this with me. Sometimes you try to get revenge on someone, and then you think, oh shit, maybe I took too much revenge, and I should have been a little bit more careful with this person's feelings, and that's what happened in this case. But just so that I can kind of justify why I wanted to get revenge on this human being, I'm going to tell you a few things that he did to make me mad over the years. This is a very good friend of mine, a person who I've known since, like, peewee soccer, little itty-bitty times. And as we grew up, we had all kinds of misadventures together, he fancies himself a poet and a musician and a philosophical thinker, and a very wonderful ladies' man, and he's a troublemaker in many ways. But as our friendship moved into the drink alcohol years, his misadventures started to affect my life in some ways. He peed in my oven because everybody pees, and he once brought home a 30 years his senior mobility scooter riding, open forehead sore having woman who we met at 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning with the intention of sleeping with her because everyone is beautiful in their own way. We'll call him Bill. To protect his innocence. Not that there's really any left at this point, but Bill came to visit me at college in the winter, and it was during the Winter Olympics. He just showed up one day. I think it was like a Friday, and the weekend turned into a week, and this week is infamously known as Weekend Week among my friends and I, because when Bill came for Weekend Week, he left a lot of havoc in his wake. Basically, Weekend Week was a succession of Bill drinking our alcohol, and then, of course, Bill is penniless, so Bill required money to get more alcohol, and I can't say no to Bill because he always does funny things, so I would enable him. And, you know, little things from coming home from class and finding him in his underwear with, like, 12 beer bottles in front of him on the table, like, laughing gleefully at the women's downhill ski competitors as they crashed terribly, to being out at a bar and asking if he could have money to buy a drink, and then seeing him propositioning women with the drink that he supposedly was buying for himself, and presumably telling them about how big his wiener was. Anyway... you know, and he wanted to go to Pizza Hut every day, and he was just a real pain in my neck. Anyway, one night, we were going to go to a party. I went to school at U of I, and U of I is, it sort of straddles two neighboring towns, Champaign and Urbana, and we were going to walk in, as I mentioned, the wintertime to a party in Urbana. PJ was already... Fuck. I'm just gonna drop the Bill pretense at this point. Wow. So we decided we were gonna walk to Urbana to this party, and PJ was pretty sauce at this point, and so it was a long walk through pretty bitter cold, and we were nearly there, and BJ just suddenly says, "Oh, how close are we to home?" And we are just like, what are you talking about? We're going to a party. And he just said, "Oh, no, I can't go to a party at all. I'm way too drunk. I have to go home right now." And, you know, we couldn't just let him go home. He actually tried to call American United, the cab company in Chicago, for a ride. but that wasn't going to happen. So we pretty much realized we were going to have to take him home and just miss out on the party. And he continued to just be more and more belligerent and obnoxious the entire way home. And when we finally got him to the apartment, he just passed out face down on the couch. And I looked at my roommate, and we both just sort of knew that PJ had to feel the righteous hand of God. So we got a roll of electrical tape, and we approached his sleeping form, and PJ is, honestly, a video game company could study him when he's hammered and blacked out, because ragdoll physics is really basically what he's all about at that point. And we kind of lifted his arms one at a time, and we taped a baseball bat to one of his hands. A baseball bat that had bad motherfucker written on it in magic marker. And we taped to his other hand a 3-foot diameter exercise ball. We thought it was really funny, him laying there on the couch like that. So I got my camera and started filming him, because he was kind of muttering in his sleep and, like, making, like, satisfied noises, which was really funny. But then the happy sounds started to turn to angry sounds, and he started to grit his teeth, and he started to wince his face in his sleep, and he started going, "Cocksucker!" and stuff like that. So then we started to worry that maybe we had taped his hands too tightly and maybe his circulation was being cut off. So we went into the other room, and we could hear him getting more and more angry in his sleep in the other room. And my friend and I had a pair of scissors, and we were sort of hot potatoing the scissors. "You go cut him free. No, no, you do it." But, like, we were both afraid, and then we heard this tremendous crash from the other room. So we both kind of tiptoed around the corner into the room, and there stood PJ, and he had somehow kicked over the table. He was awake. He kicked over the table. The exercise ball was gone from his hand, and his arm, he looked like a fucking scarecrow or something, standing there, just bleary-eyed, like, he looked like shit. And there's just tape hanging from one of his hands, and the baseball bat's still taped to his other hand, and he's just looking at me. And my roommate has retreated back to the other room, and I'm just standing there facing him, and PJ, in a guttural, like, just woken up and just shit-faced voice, just says to me, "Do you see this?" And I didn't say anything, and he says, "Do you see this shit?" And I said, "Yeah." And then he very slowly turned and faced the door to the apartment, and then slowly turned back toward me, and then in a whisper said, "I didn't do this." And in the blink of an eye, I transformed my face to one of shock and outrage and went over to help him dismantle the tape from his hands. Being, you know, of course, like the good friend, like there'd been a home invasion where someone had just taped him up. And put him back to sleep, and you know, took the tape bundle outside and threw it away in the dumpster like 3 blocks away. And then went home and went to sleep and just had my fingers crossed that he wouldn't remember anything. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I didn't really know what to think. I heard a pounding at my door, and I was just like, oh, shit, this could be a big problem. But he just wanted to go to Pizza Hut. And so he never found out what happened to his hands. Probably didn't remember it. But I do have the video still. It's pretty funny.
That's it. Thank you, Andrew. I went to U of I too. Did you go to the Pizza Hut on Green?
Yeah.
Shitty Pizza Hut.